This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillahi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. My brothers and sisters in Islam, we are standing outside Masjid Quba. And this is the first masjid that was built in Islam after Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam arrived from Al-Hijra when he left Mecca and arrived to Al-Madinah. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam encouraged the believers to pray, he himself would come every Saturday and pray. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, anyone who makes wudu in his house or in your hotel room when you're visiting here and comes to Masjid Quba and prays two rak'at, he earns the reward of a umrah. But there's a story behind this masjid and something that happened here that we as believers can learn. And that is that when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam built this masjid, when they built this masjid, Masjid Quba, what had happened after this is that al-munafiqun, a group of hypocrites, they also built a masjid close to it, which was approximately in this direction, not far from here. And it was known as Masjid Dirar. And the leader of the munafiqun at the time, or Abu Amir al-Rahib that was there, had approached the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said to him, Ya Rasulallah, we want you to come and pray in our masjid. Why? So that if the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was to pray in their masjid, it gives it a tick of approval, so people will go there. And the hypocrites built that masjid with a very filthy and an evil intention that Allah azza wa jal would expose in Surah At-Tawbah when the ayat are revealed. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam agreed and promised Abu Amir that when he goes to the Battle of Tabuk and comes back, he will pray in their masjid, in the masjid of these hypocrites. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to Tabuk, and as he's coming back, Allah azza wa jal revealed ayat there from Surah At-Tawbah. Allah azza wa jal, he said, وَالَّذِينَ اتَّخَذُوا مَسْجِدًا ضِرَارًا وَكُفْرًا وَتَفْرِيقًا بَيْنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَإِرْصَادًا لِمَنْ حَارَبَ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ مِنْ قَبْلِ. Allah azza wa jal exposed the filthy and dirty intention of this masjid that the hypocrites had built right next to Quba. Allah azza wa jal, he said, and those who have built a masjid dirar, a harmful masjid, وَكُفْرًا, and a place where kufr and disbelief is practiced, وَتَفْرِيقًا بَيْنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, and this masjid, the purpose of it was to divide and disunite the Muslims and the companions, to cause chaos in Al-Madinah. وَإِرْصَادًا لِمَنْ حَارَبَ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ مِنْ قَبْلِ. And this masjid dirar that the hypocrites built, they also built it so it can be a place in where anyone who wanted to wage war against the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that they join and they prepare their battle against the Messenger at that place. وَإِرْصَادًا لِمَنْ حَارَبَ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ مِنْ قَبْلِ. And these hypocrites, Allah said about them, وَلَيَحْلِفُنَّ إِنْ أَرَدْنَا إِلَّا الْحُسْنَى وَاللَّهُ يَشْهَدُ إِنَّهُمْ لَكَاذِبُونَ. They promised and they said, by Allah, we only built this masjid close to Quba so that we can unite the Muslims. We built it upon good intention, upon sincere and honest intention. But Allah Azza wa Jal exposed in the Quran and said, وَاللَّهُ يَشْهَدُ إِنَّهُمْ لَكَاذِبُونَ. They were liars in their claim. Allah Azza wa Jal then commanded the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, saying, لا تقم فيه أبدا. Don't you dare go there and pray a single prayer there. لا تقم فيه أبدا. لمسجد أسس على التقوى من أول يوم أحق أن تقوم فيه. Allah Azza wa Jal says, a masjid that was established upon piety and sincerity and goodness, which is Masjid Quba, Allah said, من أول يوم, from the first day, from the first day of his arrival, meaning this is the first masjid in Islam, أحق أن تقوم فيه, it is more worthy for you to pray in this masjid. فيه رجال يحبون أن يتطهروا, within it amen that love purification, they purify themselves from kufr, from filthy evil intentions, and so on. والله يحب المطهرين. The greatest thing that we learn, and then obviously after this, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent companions to Masjid Dirar, and he commanded them to burn it. And they went inside and they lit the branches that were there and the trunks of the tree that the masjid was built upon, and the masjid burnt and people inside of it ran away, and that was the end of it. Now the greatest thing one a believer can learn from this is that when a deed is established honestly and sincerely for Allah's sake, it remains. And any deed and anything established with a filthy and a dirty and an evil intention, it ends. And so look at Masjid Quba. It was built with a clean intention, with a sincere intention, with a pure intention for believers to come and join and gather and worship Allah and unity to be displayed. It's still here. It is still here. And the deeds that you do for the sake of Allah, sincerely and honestly, they remain in your account and you'll see them on the Day of Judgment. And they could be the reason for why a person enters the paradise. And anything that was established with a filthy, a dirty, an insincere intention, an evil intention, it won't last long. That Masjid Dirar was built and it was destroyed in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And so, a believer, if his deeds, if the good deeds he does, behind them there was an evil, filthy intention, they'll be exposed very soon. They'll be destroyed and you will not see their reward. For my brothers and sisters in Islam, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to always keep our intentions sincere and clean and pure. And we ask Him subhanahu wa ta'ala to rid us of insincerity and of evil, filthy intentions. We ask Him subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept from us our deeds and to forgive our shortcomings and our sins. إنه ولي ذلك والقادر عليه وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين.